Guest today is Dennis Wise, also known as Truth Will Out, which I totally believe. He is the producer of the very popular Adolf Hitler, The Greatest Story Never Told. It may be seen at thegreateststorynevertold.tv. He also produced Communism by the Back Door, and that website is communismbythebackdoor.tv. And right before we went to the break, you were talking about some of the changes that were made in the early 60s, 62, 63, in the Catholic Church that indicated some sort of change in the hierarchy.
Well, yeah, I believe that the Pope was, the Pope while Hitler was protecting the church was poisoned or died mysteriously, to say the least.
Oh, yeah.
And then the following Freemasons, popes what came in were Freemasons, which again is goes against all the teachings of the Catholic Church. And so we find today where, you know, the Pope today talks about atheists can go to heaven. He talks about multiculturalism and race mixing, which is, again, in the Bible, it goes against what's put in the Bible. So very, very left-wing attitude, and this is why people have left the church. Bishop Williamson is one. Mel Gibson's father is another one. He was a Catholic, but they left the Vatican Church.
Yes.
Still Catholic, but left the Vatican.
He's an amazing man. I've read some of his things.
Yeah.
I tried to get a hold of him, and I was never able to get a hold of Gibson. But, yeah.
Well, I mean, he took a bit of a bashing from pillar to post after he made the movie Passion of Christ, because what happened there was he needed it funding, and nobody in Hollywood would actually fund the movie, because obviously it goes against the agenda of the Jews, who claim it wasn't them, it was the Romans that killed Jesus. And so he had to fund it himself, and that has cost him of his own money. It was $30 million. And consequently, everybody thought he was crazy. And when the actual film went out, you know, it made $160 million. So it was a good move. But after that, though, he couldn't really get any work in Hollywood, obviously for upsetting so many people. He got so many connections with distribution, etc. But I watched something recently about him, and he's coming back, and he's going to make The Passion 2, which is about the resurrection. So, you know, the guy does what he does, and that's fine by me.
And he also tried to, they also tried to discredit him in really, you know, his character, big character assassination against him. And certainly he's not perfect, but none of us are. But he's a very public figure, and they certainly went against him.
Yeah, there was, yeah, for sure. He had a hard time for quite some time, but looks like he's coming out of it now, and good luck to him. Because I don't know if you've seen the film Braveheart, but I actually watched Braveheart the other week. And I look at Braveheart and what he did for Scotland, and I thought, this is Hitler, what Hitler did for Germany.
Yeah.
Exactly the same, you know what I mean? Like, he fought these same people. It was like, you know, so now I look as Hitler as a Braveheart.
Maybe you should collaborate, the both of you, huh?
Well, I don't know if he's prepared to go down that other level of
that would be something. A killer.
It would be a killer. Yeah, I don't know who'd be killed, right? But
yes, that would be amazing. He would be.
Yeah, he would.
That would be a nail for sure. So anyway, yes. And so that happened in the Catholic Church. The other thing that happened, too, I think, is the priests were
there's a lot of pedophilia.
Compromised.
Yeah, and there was a cover-up as well, which obviously is a sign of Freemasonry and the Brotherhood. There's certain things going down in America with Pizzagate, and I'm quite sure the things will be covered up, as is in the UK at the moment with young football stars from back in the early 80s and 70s, who've now come forward and spoken of paedophilia. But again, the only ones that they ever seem to find or name are the ones that are dead.
Yes.
So, you know, these people, I mean, it's difficult. How can anyone investigate a case of paedophilia, which is connected to Freemasonry, when the police are Freemasons? And they have sworn, a blood-sworn oath to protect the fellow Mason.
Yeah, yeah. You know, when I said I'd try to contact him, I was meaning his father. Because I think that, you know, he had a website, and I read a lot of stuff on his website, but I never got a response. It's unfortunate. But, it's interesting.
For sure.
Yeah.
But like I said, after that, I did a part on Satanism in England, where people tend to think that, you know, there's this big thing about a cult in Germany. And I went to great lengths to show how Freemasonry was destroyed by Hitler in Germany and across Europe. And yet after the war, this all came back again. Now, you know, that surely wasn't Hitler's doing.
Exactly, yes. So, he was very, very much against Freemasonry.
Exactly,
He said anybody that even belonged to, that was even a Mason, could not belong to the NSDAP. And he got rid of the lodges, and because the lodges are really instruments of Jewish power.
Well, when you think about it, if you're a leader of a country, Diana, do you really want a secret society in that country? Because it's obviously, they're all in secret meetings, and, you know, people aren't supposed to know what the meetings are about, unless you as a leader are part of that secret society, which they are like in the UK. But in Germany's situation, where, you know, Hitler wasn't a Freemason, the last thing he wanted was a secret society of any secret society, never mind a Jewish-influenced secret society. So,
right.
You know, consequently, it's undemocratic, because people join the Masons, these people who are unaware of the real roots of it, they join the Freemasons thinking it's a hand up in business, you know, we've got connections, but that is totally undemocratic. To somebody who's not in the Freemasons, it's they're left behind. You know, other people
Which is not fair, even if you're thinking about it for business.
Exactly.
They use those connections to in court. If you're a Freemason, you go in, you're accused of something. When you know, you just get the secret handshake with the lawyers or the judges or whatever, and you're scot free.
Well, this blood oath they take in protecting the fellow Freemason overrides every other oath. I mean, I think it was Truman who said his greatest award was being a 33-degree Freemason, not
exactly
President of the United States.
Yes! Is that amazing?
You know, exactly. But it doesn't surprise me, because they are what they are, you know.
Sure. And Freemasons, of course, are they see no borders. They're globalists.
Exactly.
And it's interesting that that FDR was Freemason, Truman was Freemason, Stalin was Freemason, Churchill was Freemason.
Well, it's interesting about that, because somebody pulled me up on the Stalin. Now, I believe he was a Freemason, but I've been talking to other people as well, and they say he wasn't a Freemason. And one particular person, quite an expert on it, said he wasn't a Freemason because he purged Freemasonry. But I later then found out the only Freemasons he purged were non-Jews.
Yeah.
So, you know, and again, somebody like Stalin, in a country like the Soviet Union was under Stalin, there's no possibility of a secret organization either existing, you know, unless Stalin's part of it.
Sure.
So, you know, to me, it's ridiculous not to think of him as a Freemason. And so you got the link, like you said, with Roosevelt, Truman, Churchill, Stalin, and not only that, the guy who replaced Churchill, I've forgot his name now, he was a Freemason as well.
Sure. Yeah. And it's totally against Christianity. And then you mentioned that Freemasonry has infiltrated the Catholic Church, and there would only be one reason to do that. And since the Catholic Church is the biggest Christian church, Right. That would be the obvious target, the first target to go to. And
exactly.
any church that practices Freemasonry is going to be, any church outside of the Catholic church that practices Freemasonry would be pretty much free and clear to do whatever they want.
Well, in the UK, I've always felt that the Anglican Church has been a cover for Freemasonry. I mean, I did an episode in part six where I got a lot of criticism, still do get a lot of criticism, over the part that the Druids played. Now, my research took me down the roads that the Druids were, when Julius Caesar came to Britain to actually to wipe them out, he'd already fought them in Europe as well. They went underground and emerged through Freemasonry later on, and the ties between Freemasonry and Druidism are you know, most welcoming, shall we say. And
sure.
They were actually instrumental in building the Oxford University, which
yes.
is the home of the Rothschilds, as you know,
yes.
where the Rhodes Scholarship is. Students from all over the world go there to study the New World Order agenda, if you like. Clinton was one of them.
Absolutely.
And then sent back to the country. So to me, there's a connection with Druidism and with Freemasonry, which, again, if you go to Bohemian Grove, is another Druid club, if you like.
Sure.
And so, you know, everything seems to tie up that everything like that was Adolf Hitler was against. And
right.
So, as was Franco and other nationalists like Mussolini.
Sure. Yeah. Well, the Jewish people infiltrated Freemasonry when it was probably, it was a society that was already set up. And rather than go to the trouble of setting up a society, just infiltrate something that's already there, just take it over and run it. And
well, again, my research found something a little bit different to that. From what I found, it went back to the days of Herod, where he held these meetings down below in his temple. And Rabbi Wise.
Yeah. Oh,
no,
gosh.
No what? Relation.
Yeah, good. I'm glad to hear that.
Well, he came out with a line and said, if you take Judaism out of Freemasonry, what are you left with? And you're left with nothing.
Yes.
Judaism. So,
well, he said Freemasonry is a Jewish establishment whose history, grades, official appointments, passwords, and explanations are Jewish from beginning to end.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's 65 pages that Albert Pike did on the Kabbalah.
Yes.
In Morals and Dogma. So, obviously, there's a deep Jewish root there. So,
yes.
Consequently, you know, I can understand the reasons, many reasons, why Adolf Hitler wouldn't want a secret society in his country, and rightly so. As was Stalin, if he was a member.
Yes. Yeah.
And as we know, the Bolshevik Revolution was heavily involved with Freemasonry. You had Wall Street, Schiff was a Freemason. You had Trotsky was a Freemason. And B'nai B'rith played a big part in funding as well.
Exactly. And they were in this country in 1843. B'nai B'rith, yeah.
Yeah, and they were instrumental with the immigration to America.
Yes.
It all ties up, you see. So at the end of the day, it's not a good thing, I don't think.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
And then, of course, we went on from then, went to the United Nations, and that was a big shot even to me, to see that, you know, this was based on the Communist Manifesto. It was formed before the war finished, when it was obviously Germany were going to lose the war. Roosevelt formed it, and you know, it's got Luciferian people in there as well. I mean, they have this prayer in there, which you come in for the light, from the dark into the light. All this. Type of thing. So
sure.
That in itself is a satanic place, if you like.
Sure.
Hollywood is another one.
Right. Oh, yes. Of course, you did this wonderful segment on music and Hollywood. And oh, my gosh. When you... I don't listen to any of that kind of music. I'm more the, you know, the classical.
Uh-huh.
And when I saw that segment on music, I thought, oh my gosh, And this is appealing to the young generation.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh. And the people who come in as very, very nice, virtuous young women
are turned.
Then all of a sudden they're acting like really bad people.
And if you notice, all of these, or most of these, if not all of them, came out to support Hillary.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, yes.
Beyonce and Jay-Z and half of Hollywood, at least, you know.
Yeah. So. Yes. And, of course, they're role models for so many people.
They're role models.
I don't know why people think that these people, and this was true even in the propaganda movies that the U.S. government was putting out, even before the war started, they were putting out propaganda movies against Adolf Hitler, and they were using all of these people, Hollywood stars, as their role models, having them speak, this guy's really bad, and you would think that somebody would sit back and say, look, these are actors, they're paid to act, are we really going to believe them?
Exactly. I mean, I would hate to be married to an Oscar-winning wife, because I wouldn't know if she would tell me the truth or not.
Exactly.
Hollywood has been instrumental, of course, over the years in providing everybody with history.
Oh, yes.
Their version, obviously.
Yes, and changing culture. Altering the culture.
Oh, for sure, because we had that little section that I remember you brought up last time when they all wore the dress.
Yes.
When you see Arnold Schwarzenegger in a dress and these other macho men, this is the agenda which they're trying to...
It's amazing.
Increased femininity and demise masculinity to the point where eventually the idea will be to mix both. Because they're already talking about transgender and there is no gender in schools now in America. And, you know, it's getting ludicrous. But this is all this agenda. It comes from feminism. It comes from the Black Panthers. All these were backed by the Jews and all these revolutionary groups, and you know, just trying to break down the family, if you like, which was the stalwart of nationalism and the National Socialists.
Sure.
And if you break down that family, that oak tree, with divorce, with abortion, any means that they can, eventually it falls apart, and then with this influx of millions of Africans into Europe, just finish the job off. Because within decades now, I do fear for a lot of these European countries.
Indeed. I mean, the whole feminist movement was designed to get women to ask or to question, gosh, why are we doing this and that? Why can't we have a career? Mm-hmm. But the only thing, and of course, when a woman has a career, then the government collects double income taxes. Women are out of the home. You have a lot of latchkey children.
That's right.
Watching TV and watching who knows what. And the whole thing, I mean, it was certainly led by, not Freemasonry, but certainly by the Jews. And if you look at the composition of those people who led the movement, and it was funded by the CIA, for the most part. So, yeah. And that's when it started, again, in the early 60s.
And, yeah, that's right.
So that is really look at the JFK assassination. I mean, if you do a timeline of all this stuff, I mean, it's pretty... I love timelines. Mm-hmm. In fact, Andrew Carrington started as a time, his book, Synagogue of Satan, started as a timeline.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And, we're going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Today is Dennis Wise, his movies, his productions, Adolf Hitler, The Greatest Story Never Told, and you may watch that at thegreateststorynevertold.tv, and Communism by the Back Door.tv, and that is Communism by the Back Door. You don't mind if people make discs of Communism by the Back Door?
No, I mean, at the end of the day, I insisted that both documentaries be online in full for people to view, and yet still people want to hold a copy or buy a copy.
Sure.
So it's all about getting the truth out there, and as far as I'm concerned, the second documentary is just as important as what the first one was, but in a different way. It's more up-to-date and shows people just how and why, and you know, we got to where we are today.
Sure. And we were talking about the women's movement, and I mean, look at all the stuff that happened during the 60s.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing. And Gloria Steinem, if you look at her background, look at her association with the CIA, and that was when the CIA was just really getting very, very powerful. And mm-hmm. Of course, we know that they created Al-Qaeda, they created ISIS, along with the Mossad. Anyway, all we do, we have a caller, and I was just going to tell you about this caller, but let's take Gareth in Wisconsin. Gareth, welcome to the program.
Oh, hi, Deanna.
Well, hello, hello. I was just gonna tell Dennis that you were kind enough to put his Communism by the Back Door on two CDs. They look wonderful, and thank you for doing that.
Yeah, I... oh, by the way, greetings, Dennis.
Yeah, greetings. Greetings back, yeah.
Yeah, I put that together. I took the segments. I've got some software, and I put them together and put them on two discs. Huh? I hope you don't mind. I'm not going to spread this around.
But
I got a question for you, Dennis. Are you Welsh by any chance?
No, I'm not Welsh, no.
Oh, well, you sound like you're actually...
Yeah. Many people are confused by my accent, I've got to be honest. But it's not Welsh.
Okay. Because I am.
All right.
I'm also Catholic. So so I found, a lot of your... Well, first of all, let me say that The Greatest Story Never Told was one of the best I've ever seen. In fact, I ordered the actual DVD. I did have a question about it, though. Where did the film segments come from? Now, the film segments with him as a...
Yeah. Well, everything more or less came off YouTube. But I managed to work out a way of getting to different parts of the world of YouTube, if you like, by putting, just say, for instance, a Polish title in. It would take me to the Polish YouTube part of the world, or the German part of the world, and that's when I came across a couple of them films, especially the early one when it was just, well, it makes his first appearance, that cart. And looks around.
Okay.
That was from a German movie called Mein Kampf. It was a horrible movie, by the way.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know that.
It was horrible,
And then the Communism by the Back Door, as Deanna just mentioned, was... A couple of the segments which you both have talked about, or give one a pretty rough ride, the music section in particular, and the one that really blew me out the door was the one where the young men are guarding a cathedral door, and these plonkers are standing in front of them. absolutely obscene. There's the 20th century for you, or 21st century.
That takes place every year. The revelation of the church that is going to be attacked isn't known till the last minute or something on them lines, and so they get people to surround the church and protect it, and these feminists and homosexuals and gays all turn up to try and attack this obviously Catholic church in Argentina, and these men take all the punishment that's given without striking back, which is to a lot of people it's quite unbearable.
Gentlemen, we're going to a quick break. Gareth, stay over, and we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. 860-9540.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
All right, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dennis Wise, and we have Gareth on the phone. So let's pick it up where we left off.
Yeah, I just wanted to jump back a little bit and ask Dennis if he's familiar with a blog spot named Quora.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Quora, they've done a real hatchet job, the writer did, on both of your films.
And the one thing
I was reading it and it said there's a picture that, and underneath it says Germans hanging Germans, a repeat of the 1933 when Hitler had his SA contenders massacred. Well, when you look at the picture, I noticed it right away. The person doing the hanging is not a German. He's got what was called an Eisenhower jacket. You can't see the patch. He is either a in the British military, or he was an American. The Germans didn't wear.
Reasonable, because the Germans did hang after Nuremberg. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, getting back to communism by the back door, I noticed the one thing that I think was a slight mistake was the fact that Bill Clinton graduated from Oxford. In fact, he didn't. He didn't graduate. He went over there and, of course, created all kinds of havoc, you know, starting student demonstrations. Then he hightailed it over to Russia for a while. And then, but he really had his eye on Yale Law School, which eventually he left Oxford before completing it and went back to the States and jumped into.
The research said he was a Rhodes Scholar, but you could be right, you know.
Yeah, he never finished. Now, you also brought up the question of usury, and you had mentioned that the Catholic Church had always
opposed,
renounced it. And in fact, they did up until Pope Innocent VIII during the Renaissance in the 15th century. Basically, what happened?
He's probably one of the.
They turned it around to where it was, you know, not to be exorbitant, but and they never explained what exorbitant was. So, and then of course now it's not even talked about.
Exactly.
Your comment about Pius the 12th too, I found interesting. I was talking to one of my mates, and he said, "Yeah, there." It was pretty obvious that he was assassinated, and the reason being was that he was going to release the third secret of Fatima. I don't know if you're familiar with that or not.
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Okay. Well, he was going to release that, and of course, John the 23rd, being a Freemason, read it and said, "This is not for our time," and it hasn't been released since. So.
Yeah, in fact, I think even Putin asked for it at one point, but it was refused.
Gentlemen, let me interject something. Somebody in the chat room just said that Bill Clinton actually got kicked out of Oxford because of a rape situation. So he did not get, he didn't graduate. That's why he left. That sounds pretty reasonable.
Yeah, it does, actually.
That he got kicked out. I mean, doesn't
that
talk about his habitual behavior?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, that's really all I had to say. And I wanted to touch base. I'm sure you've got other callers, so I don't want to take up any more of your time. But I really appreciate you talking to Dennis, and I think you did a marvelous job on both of your documentaries. And
appreciate it.
I think the last one. There was, I thought, there was parts of it I thought were even better, more well done than the first one.
Thank you.
But both of them were just absolutely extraordinary. And I guess one last comment before I ring off, and that, as far as this Holocaust business is concerned, I guess there's a couple of points that are rarely discussed, and if they are, they're just kind of, first of all, British intelligence had Enigma and had decrypted it, was able to decrypt all German communications. Well, if they were able to do that during the entire war, how come they never came across any messages relating to any kind of thing going on in so-called, quote-unquote, death camps?
Well, it's the same with the books that Churchill and Eisenhower and de Gaulle wrote many volumes and never mentioned it once. So
yeah, and the other thing is too that the other thing too is that why would they build camps, these elaborate camps with swimming pools and everything else in them, if they were just going to bring people in and execute them? I mean, what's the point?
Exactly.
But people they just ignore that
it's
stuff.
Common sense, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I'll let you go, and thank you so much for the time. And Dennis, much best wishes on any future projects you do. And Deanna, thank you for having me on.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you, Gareth, my good friend. Thank you.
All right. Well, take care.
Okay, take care. Okay, anybody want to call in with a question or comment? The phone number is 800-313-9443. And I totally agree with Gareth. You've just done an absolutely fabulous job with both of these productions.
Well, there might be some minor mistakes in there, but obviously I can only show what my research found, and if it's slightly wrong, it's slightly wrong. But I think the overall picture was Gareth had a really high opinion of it.
Yes. Yep. Yep, you did a good job. You did a good thing. And and yes, somebody just posted in the chat room about Bill Clinton was accused of sexual assault or rape, and that's why he was kicked out of Oxford. Oh, my goodness, goodness, goodness. Wow. Wow. And this going back to the 60s and the Catholic Church and all the other things that were going on. And, of course, that was post-World War II. And immediately after the war was over, even before the war was over, Hollywood was coming out with, they must have produced something like 350 films characterizing Germany as evil and that they started the war and that they did this and that. And of course, they produced these things as documentaries. Mm-hmm. And so even before anybody could come forward with any statements of truth, they framed the debate. In other words, they told everybody what to believe, and usually people believe the very first thing that they hear about any event, and so it's very difficult to switch after they've been indoctrinated.
Yeah, the problem was after 1945, regardless of what went on in Germany and with the denazification, the problem was that there was only one side ever told then, because there's nobody on the other side, either left or they would have been persecuted anyway. So you just have this one-sided story of a war of ideology, if you like, where if the National Socialists had beaten the communists would have been wiped out. As Hitler said many times to his generals, it was a different war to that of against, say, France and England. And so, consequently, when National Socialism fell to the communists, they were wiped out. And that was why there was a purge in Europe. And that's why a lot of the leading guys had to get out. The Catholic Church helped them out of Europe, down to Argentina, into Spain, for instance, Catholic countries. And the thing was, still goes on today, because this is why you've seen people being hauled in front of Holocaust courts at the age of 86 and SS men at 98, because they want to wipe the whole thing out, want to wipe them off the earth. And they've treated them as the biggest evil that's ever been on this earth. And that's exactly what they do. And people have accepted it. There's been no other side to the story until recently, when obviously the documentaries of mine and others and people like yourself with the radio stations in America, previous to even what I did, I used to listen to you. And other than that, there was no other means, especially in mainstream.
Yes, yeah, it is amazing. And when you see one person locked up for saying the truth, for telling the truth, are you going to, if you live in a country that, and how many countries? There are 16 countries that prosecute. So certainly you're not going to say anything, but an 87-year-old sweet little woman.
Yep.
Oh, that should be a crime right there for doing something like that too.
Exactly, and it just shows how brutal the regime really is. I mean, let's face it. Once over, communism would have been a little bit more heavy-handed than what it has been. It's been a bit more covert after the war, especially in Europe. They haven't come out with, what happened in the Ukraine. But what replaced all that, I believe, is the television. You know, they didn't really need to indoctrinate with, use of a baseball bat.
Right.
Instead, they put the TV in the corner, and it's in every single household, and it's a constant drip, 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 and not just with the news and the political side of it, but even the soaps and everything else, where they're showing the gay agenda to be right, and there's less and less religious-themed programs on TV these days. It's just, and it's there in everybody's household, and it's even got, now you've got hundreds of channels with the satellite, and so there's no need to be as brutal as what they once were. They just feed it all the time, and people believe it.
Sure. And even the sports, you think, oh, well, sports are you know, benign.
Yep.
And that's certainly not true.
Yep.
And somebody in the chat room brought up a very good point. Apparently, Bill Clinton was 23 when he had sex with a fellow student, but excuse me, he was kicked out. He wasn't arrested or prosecuted, but just kicked out.
Yeah, well, I can't deny that's a distinct possibility. I mean, what happened in the White House was bad enough. So consequently, you know, he's a figure of fun ever since.
But to think that people get prosecuted for telling the truth, but they look over things like rape and murder and other things.
Yeah, well, sometimes the agenda is a big picture and will override such things. Certainly, these actors in Hollywood and these musicians, I feel, have gone under the influence of the agenda because they wanted the riches and they wanted the fame, and so sold themselves, the soul to the devil, rather than be truthful and tell it as it is.
Indeed. What a shame. Okay, we are taking calls. I'm having a little coughing spell here. At 800-313-9443. So, I have them at the most inopportune times. Okay, let's talk to Werner in New Brunswick. Werner?
Yeah, good evening, Jan. And,
hi. Welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Weiss.
Yeah.
I think the German people should be eternally thankful for both of you about the immense work you have done and the courage you have shown in order to get the truth known and finally put an end to the lies. And it gave me a lot more courage when I encountered here, where I immigrated to 40-some years ago, when I encountered this kind of a hate propaganda so many years after the First and after the Second World War, and how many decent people here fell for that lies.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And it is perpetrated by a bunch of glory hounds, you know, who got nothing else to be proud of than about the slaughter they did during the war.
Sure. Very sad. Yeah.
And, as I say, when you look, you use your common sense and rational thinking, and you put the timeline of the events, when they happened and everything, you put that all together. Only a complete idiot or moron can still fall for that lie that is being perpetrated by branches of the government and especially by the entertainment industry and the mainstream media.
For sure. But yeah, for sure. Either that or the part of the agenda, yeah.
I'm just saying people grow some brains and grow some balls. You know?
Yeah, for sure.
And what I said to Diana there several years back, people who build their future on lies of the past, those people will have no future. And I don't hate any kind of a group of people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to see that people, that human beings on this earth have a future.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
And I guess that's my 5 cents worth.
Well, thank you, Werner. Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate hearing from you.
Thank you, Dana. And thank you, Mr. Weiss. You know, but thank I would you. Have liked to see that this book and this documentary would have been made by German people, but they are so muzzled by this
dictatorial
bunch of...
They've been... they've been brainwashed more than any of us, to be honest.
And as I grew up after the war in the 60s, when I went to agriculture college, we were being sent for 1 week to this political indoctrination about the Holocaust at the home college, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure, yeah.
And
it's an agenda.
I wish I would have known all those basic historical facts, but it was basically taboo to be taught in schools. You know?
Now, Bernard, you were taught that the Holocaust occurred when you were in Germany before you left to come to go to Canada, right?
As I say, in the 60s, I attended agriculture college, and we were being...
Okay, we're going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dennis Wise, and he is very wise, but he's not related to Stephen Wise, and he is producer of The Greatest Adolf Hitler, The Greatest Story Never Told, which may be seen at thegreateststorynevertold.tv, and he also produced Communism by the Back Door, which may be seen at communismbythebackdoor.tv. Werner, you said you went to agricultural college before you emigrated from Germany. And did you believe what you were told?
Well, we did not have all the historical and the basic facts and figures and timelines.
So
we
did knew you believe
that,
it?
But it was presented, you know, in such a way that we swallowed it. Hook, line, and sinker. We were young fellas. We were in our early and mid-20s, you know. And the vital information and basic facts and figures were being withheld from us by the mainstream media. Plus, we were inundated the same way as here in North America, the people, by the steady churning out of, what is it, over 500 Hollywood propaganda movies. You know, jerking the teardrops out of people's eyes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
And, I totally understand, yeah.
And as I say, you have done it, Mr. Weiss, you have done a tremendous work in unearthing a lot of the basic statistic and the timeline of the events what led to the Second World War, and the same racket had been going on in the First World War. And then the German people were being muzzled by the foreign occupiers under the Versailles Treaty, you know, not to open up their mouths. And when they finally grew some backbone, you know, in 1933, and that's when there came an awakening. But it is the biggest danger that's been faced in this criminal element, you know, global element.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and the biggest interference in their global agenda. And the so-called born-again Christians, they better open their eyes, you know.
I agree.
And some of the worst warmongers that send their young boys and men out to war, and the biggest cheerleaders you could find in the so-called Christian churches.
Indeed.
For sure. Without a doubt.
There's a lot of blood. There's a lot of blood on their hands.
I agree, Werner.
Well, in coming by the back door, I found a letter which was taken from a book by Edward J. Rozek, and it outlined that the British British ministries got the BBC and the clergy on board, knowing of the atrocities that the Bolsheviks would commit, and they said if they could go along with the stories that they would make up to outdo these atrocities, it would go a long way in keeping the British people remember. And it's a letter which is still on the internet and shows that these stories were made up because they knew of the coming atrocities of the Bolsheviks, which of course took place, and were kept on the wraps for many years, and instead the Germans were then blessed with atrocities, which never happened.
Indeed. All righty, we're at the top of the hour. We'll be right back, and we'll accept some more phone calls at 800-313-9443. Thank you,
Werner.
Bless your heart.
Accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find gain some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.